Live from the Weikert Event Center on the campus of Midland University in Fremont, Nebraska. Good afternoon. The Dort Defenders taking on the Midland Warriors in Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball play here this afternoon. The first thing up is the women's contest, matching a Dort team going after their 20th win of the season. They would match a program record set last year with a win here today. While the Midland Warriors come into today's contest 8-15 overall, 4-11 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. A good February 1 afternoon to you from Fremont, Nebraska. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be sitting courtside, very similar to the setup at the DeWitt Gymnasium. The Midland Warriors come into today's contest with a 4-11 GPAC record. They have conference wins over Doan, Briarcliff, and the College of St. Mary, who they got the season sweep of on Wednesday night with a victory. Midland had lost four contests in a row to Mount Marty, Hastings, Dakota Wesleyan, and Jamestown before beating the Flames on Wednesday night. Warriors are averaging 68.5 points per game and allow 72.3 points per contest. Midland's converting 38% of its shots and allow 46% success from the field. Midland has made 30% of its three-point shots, and teams are converting 34.7% against them. Warriors are at 34.5 to 35.6 in terms of a rebounding disadvantage. Amanda Hansen is averaging a team-high 13 points per game with 3.2 rebounds and has handed out 5.4 assists per game this season. And beg your pardon, that should be 54 total assists this year. She also has 47 steals. Katie Gathji averages 7.1 points per game with 5.1 rebounds. Alexis Hasse at 6.3, and Emma Shepard is at 6.0. Maddie Meadows has made 33-point baskets. Sam Shepard is at 29. Emma Shepard's three-point percentage is at an efficient 47.2%. For the Defender women, they've been off since last Saturday when they turned away the Doan University Tigers. In Crete, Erica Feenstra leads the team with an 18.5 points per game average, with a 6.1 rebounds per game average, along with 61.8% field goal shooting. She's 95-119 from the free throw line through 23 games played. Carly Gustafson is averaging 10.2 points with 6.3 rebounds. She makes 59% of her shots. Let's pause now for our national anthem. Continuing on then with a look at these two teams, the Defender women, I told you about Carly Gustafson. Rachel Leibovold is at 10.7 points per game with 5.5 rebounds, and she is making 62% of her field goal tries. Bailey Beckman's at 7.3 points per game off of the bench. Gabby Karikas has a 6.8 average. Jordan Van Manen is good for 6.1 points per game. Maya Shemileski has a team-high 42 steals, while Karikas has 41. Shemileski is averaging 5.9 points per game. Van Manen leads the team with 61 assists. Parton Harmson is at 60 to go with a team-high 35 made three-point baskets. Here's your starting lineup then for today's contest. We begin with the Dort Defenders. They will start Erica Feenstra, 6-foot junior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 18.5 points per game. Abby Pruitt's a 5'9 senior from Urbandale, Iowa, averaging 4 points per game. Number 15, it's Peyton Harmson, a 5'8 senior from Rock Rapids, averaging 5 points per game. Jordan Vidmanen is a 5'5 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 6.1 points per contest. And Rachel Liebewold wears number 43. She's a 6'1 senior from Bloomington, Minnesota, averaging 10.7 points per game. Likely starters for Midland, McKenna Sullivan, 5'11 junior from Lincoln, averaging 5.5 points per contest. Maddie Meadows, 5'11 senior from Gretna, averages 5.6 points per game. Number 10 is Lexi Kraft, a 5'4 freshman from Omaha, averaging 4.4 points per outing. Amanda Hansen is a 5'7 senior from West Point, Nebraska, averaging 13 points per game. She's a 1,000-point scorer as well. And Katie Gathje is a 6-foot junior from Central City, Nebraska, averaging 7.1 points per game. Midland is coached by Sean Gilbert. Last time these two teams met was back in early December. The Dort Defender women outscored the Midland Warriors in the second half handily, pulling away from a 40-31 halftime lead, outscoring Midland 58-31 in the second half. Erica Feenster led the way with 24. Rachel Liebewold added 12. Midland was topped by Gathje with 15, and Jada Simpson scored 11. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, most recent outing for these two teams. The Dort women beat Doan a week ago, outscored the Tigers 32-11 in the third period, scored 17 in a row to put the game away. Dort was down 32-31 when that run began. Feenstra scored 16, Gustafson added 12, Liebewold had 11. Liebewold, by the way, named Great Plains Athletic Conference Player of the Week for her play last week and averaging 16 points per game. For the Midland women, they were 65-51 winners over the College of St. Mary on January 29, this past Wednesday. Teams were tied 28-all at halftime. Flames led 26, and Midland turned it around for a 40-36 third-quarter advantage before putting the game away with a 26-15 fourth quarter. Midland struggled from the field while converting 17 of 53 field goal attempts. We are set for basketball from the Weikert Event Center. Dort in their road blacks, Midland in their home grays. Midland controls the opening tap. Pass over the top. Ball's down on the floor, and Erica Feenstra is going to be called for a foul, diving after a loose basketball. Erica Feenstra called for foul number one. That is team foul number one on the defenders. Coach Bill Harmson, though, nods his head in approval, though, liking the aggressiveness by Feenstra, trying to get out into the passing lane on that loose basketball. Midland over the basketball. This is McKenna Sullivan. Sullivan down to the baseline. Gives it up. Now gets the return pass out front. Does Lexi Kraft. Kraft gives it back over to Hansen. Hansen drives the lane. Puts it up. And we've got a foul on the play on the defenders. That's going to go on the defenders. Number 15, Peyton Harmson. That's foul number one on Peyton. Team foul number two on the defenders. And free throws on the way for Amanda Hansen, who is a 68% free throw shooter this season. She makes the first one. Mentioned her in the pregame. She has over 1,200 career points, wrapping up her career at Midland. And she makes both free throws, and the Midland Warriors are out to a 2-0 lead. 2-0, our score just underway. 9:30 left to play in the first period. Pass is deflected. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by Midland. Ball's kicked into the backcourt, and it's going to be against Peyton Harmson. And the Midland Warriors opening up with some aggressive defense here to start the contest. They got out in the passing lane, and they were able to knock the ball loose. And the Midland Warriors inbound the basketball on the sideline. This is Maddie Meadows. So the defenders unable to maintain possession on the first possession of the contest. Pass out front to Sullivan. Sullivan gives it up. Meadows. Meadows, three, misses badly off the backboard. Rebound taken away by Liebewold. Liebewold ahead to Vidmanen. Vidmanen over to Pruitt. Pruitt steps beyond the three-point line, feeds it down low now to Feenstra. Reverses over to Vidmanen. Open look for Harmson. Short on the three-pointer from the right wing. And the rebound is cleared by the Warriors. Meadows passes it ahead to Sullivan. Sullivan, ball down on the floor. Pruitt trying to wreak havoc. Comes back over to Meadows. Meadows, three, off the mark, no good. Fight for the rebound and a putback attempt and a foul on the play called on Rachel Liebewold. And the defenders just a little bit sluggish here to start this afternoon's contest. Katie Gathje will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. As they get the offensive rebound, Gathje's first free throw is good. She's a 73% free throw shooter, and Midland leads it 3-0, pending another free throw. Gathji's second free throw bounces off of the iron and through. Midland up 4-0, courtesy four free throws. Then Monin over the basketball, left side over to Pruitt. Pruitt comes back over to Harmson. Harmson gives it up, Evavold. Evavold shoved out by Gathji. And Gathji is fouled on the commits the foul on the play. Gathji whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. Team foul number one on the Midland Warriors. Dort will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Dort gets it inbounded to Evavold. Evavold, easy left-handed layup, good. Dort University with a 4-2 lead. Midland over the basketball. This is Kraft. Kraft puts it on the floor with the right hand, comes back over to Meadows. Meadows with the basketball. Meadows feeds it out front. Screen set, drive right side with it, Hansen. Hansen comes back right side, three on the way, no good. Rebound deflected, taken away by Van Manen. Ahead to Feenstra. Feenstra unable to race after it. And the defenders turn it over, trying to push the ball into the front court. Foul and no foul on the play that time. Lots of contact down on the Midland end, and Coach Sean Gilbert wanted a foul call. Instead, Midland turned it over. Here come the Warriors with the basketball out front. Pass goes right side over to Hansen. Hansen with it. Hansen gives it up to Sullivan. Sullivan with the basketball back to Kraft. Dort trailing 4-2. Midland with the basketball. Haven't made a field goal yet. With the basketball out front is Hansen. Hansen works it in against Harmson. Look for the pass down low. It's taken away by Van Manen. Van Manen with the basketball. Crossover dribble ahead to Pruitt. Pruitt gathers herself off of the glass. Good. Tie ball game. Abby Pruitt with a two-point basket. Dort forcing the issue with a turnover. And getting the steal in the lane, that was Van Manen as she slid down in front of the post player for the entry pass. Pass goes right side to Hansen. Hansen on the wing. Hansen back over to Sullivan. Sullivan with the ball. Passes left side Meadows. Meadows rocks into a three, and she hits it. Maddie Meadows with the three-point basket. Defenders trail 7-4. Right side, Harmson. Harmson gives it up. Evavold. Evavold to a wide-open Feenstra. Feenstra basket good. Erica Feenster, right side of the hoop, gets the shot to go. Defenders trail 7-6. 7-6 our score with a basketball. Kraft. Kraft looking for someone to pass to from the elbow. Comes back out front to Hansen. Hansen gives it over to Sullivan. Sullivan with a basketball. Sullivan gives it back to Kraft. Kraft, right side. Driving. Hansen, kick it into the corner. Three on the way, missed it, no good. Long rebound, though. Racing after it is Pruitt, and Pruitt unable to maintain possession of it near midcourt as she lunges for it. She was racing for it with a couple of Midland players, and the defenders will send four new players into the contest. Gustafson, Stamnis, Shemileski, and Beckman all on the floor. The referees meet, and they conclude that there was no change of possession, so 20 seconds on the shot clock. Right side Hansen. Hansen driving in. Shot off the side of the backboard. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Midland basketball. Midland inbounding. Throwing it in. Right side is Shepard. Emma Shepard passes the ball in. They get it around. Right side. Looking into the corner. They find Kraft. Kraft with it. Kraft gives it up. Three to shoot. Now two. They pass it over. And a shot at the buzzer. No good, and they wave it off. A shot clock violation. It'll be Dort basketball on the turnover. Dort with a 7-6 disadvantage. Beckman with the basketball. Beckman hands it off Stamnis. Feed it Feenstra. Feenstra, they double team her. Feenstra up strong, no good, but she's fouled on the play. And if that is on number 35, Gathji, that is number 2 on her. And I believe that is indeed on Katie Gathji. Gathji whistled for the personal foul. That's number 2 on Gathji. Feenstra with a couple of free throws coming. Feenstra with a field goal to her credit so far. Knocks down a free throw. She is an 80% free throw shooter. Second free throw on the way for Feenstra. 6:07 left to play, first quarter. Second free throw off the mark, no good. So we're tied 7 to all. We have our first, it was 4-4, so we have our second tie of the contest. 6 minutes remaining, first period. Just underway, good start to this one. 7-7 our score, driving right side Hasse, and Hasse's going to draw a foul. Who's that going to be against is my question. That's going to go on Stamnis, I believe. Sienna picks up foul number one. She did not play in the first meeting between these two teams. Rachel Evavold checking into the ballgame. Free throws on the way for Hasse. Hasse makes the first one. 5 of Midland's 8 points so far from the charity stripe. Another one on the way. This one's up and good. Hasse makes both free throws. It's 9-7 Midland. Midland of the basketball, Beckman. Beckman feeds it left side, Stamnis. Gustafson faces up, nothing there. Back over to Stamnis, 20 to shoot. Stamnis gets a step, drives the lane, off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Midland. Midland over the basketball, up the floor. Midland passes over to Kraft. Kraft gives it up. Shot hangs on the rim, won't go through. Rebound tipped out to Beckman. Beckman with the basketball up and running. Bailey Beckman stops on the elbow, feeds the trailer, Gustafson. Gustafson sidesteps a defensive player, too short, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Midland. Midland with the basketball, racing the other way. Hasse, Hasse with it at the top of the key. Hasse with it. Midland, team that likes to keep scores in the 60s, maybe the 70s. The defenders like it a little faster pace than that. They like to score over 80 points per game. So far, the pace of the game to Midland's favor. And we've got a foul on the drive. That's going to go against the defenders in number 43, Rachel Evavold. And Evavold has just picked up her second personal foul. So Rachel Evavold whistled for foul number 2. Bailey Tetzloff will check into the contest. 2 free throws on the way for Midland and Peyton Wingert. So another 2 free throws on the way for Midland. Midland pressing the issue in the lane, getting several shooting free throw opportunities. This is actually the 5th foul called on the defenders in this quarter. 4 of them have been shooting fouls. Wingert makes 1 of 2. Midland leads 10-7. Driving right side, Chmielewski. Out front, Stamnis. Extra pass, Tetzloff. Pass down low. Back to Gustafson. Stamnis driving in. Kicks it right side. Chmielewski. 3, right corner. Yes. 3-point basket for Chmielewski. Ties it. The sophomore from Mayer, Minnesota. Knocks it through from the right corner. Midland over the basketball. Midland out front. Dort pressuring. Pass left side with the basketball. Hansen. Hansen gives it up. This is Shepard, Emma Shepard, pass right side, comes back out front to Sam Shepard, down low Wingert, Wingert, layup, good. Wingert bullying her way to the basket, runs over Chmielewski in the process, defenders trail, tell up to 10, Beckman back the other way, and Beckman is fouled on the play. Beckman able to get a step, drives the lane, and Emma Shepard whistled for the personal foul. Bailey Beckman will go to the free throw line where she will shoot 2 free throws. Defenders trail 12-10. Stamnis checks out of the ballgame, checking into the game for the first time today. Gabby Krakus, junior from St. John, Indiana. First free throw on the way for Beckman. No good. Beckman is a 78% free throw shooter. A second free throw on the way for Beckman. This one's up, and that one's good. So Beckman makes 1 of 2, her first points today. Dort trails 12-11, 4:07 remaining in the first quarter. Pass right side, Wingert. Wingert gives to the trailer, Shepard. Shepard sets the offense. Shepard over the basketball, gives to Wingert. Wingert back right side. Hansen, shot, no good. Weak side rebound cleared by Beckman. Here comes Dort. Beckman ahead to Krakus. Krakus with a head full of steam. Drops it off for Gustafson. Gustafson misses it with the left hand. And the rebound taken away by the defense, well, by Midland. Dort on the attack. This is Chmielewski over to Tetzloff, and Tetzloff has fouled on the drive. That foul goes against Amanda Hansen, and free throws on the way for the defenders and Bailey Tetzloff. Bailey Tetzloff with 2 free throws on the way. Gustafson that time to short-armed, a left-handed shot. 9 times out of 10, she's going to make that one. Now Tetzloff, after Dort forced a turnover, goes to the free throw line. First free throw up and through for Tetzloff. Tetzloff ties it at 12. Another one on the way for Bailey. This one's up and good as well. So Bailey Tetzloff, a 77% free throw shooter, gives Dort a 13-12 lead. Full court pressure applied by the defenders. In the backcourt, Tetzloff hits the floor. Here comes Midland racing the other way. Ball handler hits the floor. It's taken away by Krakus. Krakus with the basketball. Krakus feeds it ahead. Chmielewski. Chmielewski off of the glass. Good. Maya Chmielewski beating the defense down the floor. Dort turning turnovers into points. Here comes Midland back the other way. We've got a jailbreak. Kick into the left corner. Three on the way. This one's up off the mark. No good. Rebound cleared, and Midland with a put back and an opportunity at a three-point play. Emma Shepherd finishes in the lane. Foul is charged to the defenders and Bailey Beckman, and that's going to be foul number one on Beckman. Midland with more free throws on the way. They've done the bulk of their damage from the free throw line. Free throw off the mark, no good. Dort maintains a 15-14 lead. So Shepherd misses the free throw. Dort throws it the other way, and it's thrown out of bounds, trying to press the issue. And now Midland will have it in the backcourt. Dort leading 15-14. Pass near midcourt. Dort tapping it away from behind. That's Beckman. And Beckman tips it out of play on the far sideline. Midland trailing 15-14. Dort with a one-point lead. Checking into the ballgame is Casey Thompson. Also checking in for the Warriors is Maddie Meadows. Meadows, a 5'11 senior from Gretna, Nebraska. Looking for someone to pass to. They get it thrown into the backcourt. Take it away by Krakus. Krakus on the breakaway. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Gabby Krakus with a steal and a layup. Dort leads 17-14. Midland struggling to bring the ball up the floor. They've got her on the sideline. Nearing a 10-second violation. And the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball, I believe. They'll reset the shot clock to 30. It'll be Dort basketball. So Dort gets it either on the out of bounds by Midland or a 10-second violation in the backcourt. Pass left side over to Krakus. Krakus splits the defense, travels with it. Krakus tried to get into the lane, travels with the basketball. And Midland will get the basketball back. Dort unable to turn turnovers into points on that possession. Instead, Midland gets the ball back. Trouble bringing the ball up the floor, though. It's loose, picked up by Krakus, feeds it over to Beckman. Beckman layup good. Bailey Beckman with a two-point basket, and the Dort defenders with a 19-14 lead, getting the tempo more to their liking. There's a timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. Midland basketball after the timeout. Midland uses their first timeout. Pass left side. They give it up to Meadows. Meadows high post. Sullivan. Sullivan back left wing. Three on the way. Off the mark. No good. Rebound Tetzloff. And Tetzloff is hacked on the arm by Casey Thompson, I believe. And that should be free throws for the defenders. Dort finally gets to the bonus. So Dort will be shooting free throws. And who will it be? Bailey Tetzloff, I believe, got the rebound. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. So two free throws on the way for Bailey Tetzloff. Tetzloff, 5'10 junior from Brookings, South Dakota. Dort leading 19-14. First free throw on the way for Bailey, up and through. Tetzloff really settling into that role as a undersized post player, if you will. Part of the press group for the defenders. Helps get the tempo going. Tetzloff, four free throws, and the defenders lead by a touchdown and an extra point on Super Bowl weekend, 21-14. With it on the right side is Thompson. Thompson over the basketball, gives it up, left wing, 18 to shoot. Three on the way, up and through. Three-point basket by Amanda Hansen. Hansen with five. It's 21-17 defenders. On the left side, we've got a kick called against Maddie Meadows. Dort will be inbounding the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in will be Pruitt. Pruitt, Stamnis, Stamnis. Too hard off of the glass. Gets it back again. This one goes up and through. Tetzloff with a two-point basket. She's got six. I may have said Stamnis there. Beg your pardon. It was Tetzloff. Tetzloff with six first-quarter points. Pass left side, Meadows. Meadows in the corner. Comes back out front to Kraft. Kraft for the basketball. Driving in with the right hand. Finishing through contact is Amanda Hansen. Hansen with back-to-back buckets for Midland. Dort leading 23-19. Harmson to Tetzloff. Tetzloff feeds Feenstra. Feenstra puts it up. Blocked on the play and then gets fouled on the second attempt. That's going to be on Sullivan. And Erica Feenstra will go to the free throw line to shoot a couple of free throws. Dort leading 23-19. Bailey Tetzloff checks out of the ball game. Beckman and Stamnis will check in. Checking out, Van Manen and Pruitt. 1:02 remaining here in the first quarter. Feenstra at the free throw line. Feenstra's first free throw off the mark, no good. Another one on the way. Second free throw is up, and that one's good. So Feenstra makes 1 of 2. I have Feenstra with 4 points now, and the defenders lead 24-19. 24-19, our score. Left side pass, 3, launched. Off the mark, no good. Rebound, Stamness. Stamness, 2 players around her, has her pocket picked. Coming back with a steal and the basket is Hazy. Hazy with 4 points. Defenders lead 24-21. Beckman with a basketball. Beckman has it poked away from behind. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball. 35.9 seconds left to go in the period. 24 seconds on the shot clock. Stamness to throw it in. Finds Harmson. 17-footer straight on. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra. And Feenstra is tied up on the play. It will be Dort basketball. Dort inbounding, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Stamness to throw it in. Stamness still looking. Passes it out front, Harmson. Harmson over the basketball, Gustafson. 15 to shoot. Back over to Stamness. Stamness drops it inside Feenstra. Feenstra steps through the double team. Layup good. Erica Feenstra with 6. Dort leads 26-21. 15 seconds left on the play clock. Ball deflected by Harmson. Harmson with a steal. Gets it ahead, Beckman. Beckman gathers herself off of the glass. Good. Bailey Beckman with a 2-point basket. She's got 5. Dort out to a 28-21 lead as the first quarter winds down. Shot on the other end by Midland. A drive no good by Hansen. Putback attempt after the buzzer. And we played one quarter. 49 combined points. Dort 28. Midland 21. Back with the second quarter of play right after this. Midland basketball after the quarter break. Dort leading by 7, 28-21. Right side with it is Meadows. Meadows with the basketball. Picks up her dribble. Feeds it high post. Driving in is Wangert. Wangert, I beg your pardon, Sullivan. Sullivan with a 2-point basket. And the defenders lead 28-23. A kick called on the play against Midland. So Sullivan, her first basket. It's 28-23, defenders by 6. 9:32 remaining in the first half. With the basketball out front, Pruitt. Pruitt passes into the corner, Van Manen. Van Manen way too strong from the left corner, and the rebound is taken away by Midland. Midland over the basketball, Sullivan. Sullivan ducks underneath, her shot no good. Rebound fought for, and we've got a foul, a reach-in called on the play against Peyton Harmson. That's number 2 on Harmson. So Harmson called for her second personal foul. It's 28-23, a 5-point advantage for the defenders. I think I misspoke and said 6 earlier. Sullivan with the basketball, right side, guarded there by Evavold. Sullivan puts it on the deck one time. Now feeds it, trying for the back door. That's Kraft. Kraft back to Sullivan. Sullivan at the free throw line. Shot in the lane is up and good. That's a left-handed hook by Aaron Prusa. Prusa makes it 28-25, defenders by 3. Right side with it is Evavold. Evavold back over to Harmson. Harmson, long 3 on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Midland. Midland with the basketball. Midland comes back with the right side, Hasse. Hasse feeds it top of the key, Sullivan. Sullivan with the basketball. Sullivan into the corner, drop it down low to the post player, Hasse. Hasse, right-handed hook, left it short, no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Midland. Midland starts it over. They pass it off, left side. That's Hasse, and Hasse draws a foul on the defenders. That's going to go on the defenders, Ebby Pruitt. That's foul number 1 on her. Team foul number 2 on the defenders in this quarter. Dort leading 28-25. Midland throwing the ball in. Down on the left side with it is Hasse. Hasse gives it back over to Sullivan. Sullivan with it on the wing. Sullivan has her dribble. She passes off right side to Hansen. Hansen drives in over the right hand, finishes with the right hand. She has 9, and the defenders trail a lead, 28-27. Midland on a 6-0 run here in the quarter. Evavold with the basketball, drives in. She's stripped on the way up. It'll be Dort basketball, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. 8:04 left to play in the first half. Throwing the ball in for the defenders will be Pruitt. Pruitt looking out front. Gives it up to Feenstra. That's his Van Manen with it, who chases it down. Comes back to Feenstra. Feenstra with it. Finishes through contact. Is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. Dort in the first quarter of play, 10 of 16 from the floor. A few too many turnovers for their liking. 5. Had 2 offensive rebounds. Midland had 3 offensive rebounds and was forced into 8 turnovers. Free throw by Feenstra is up and through. Erica Feenstra. Nice start to the day. 9 points for the junior from Hull. Now has 1,414 points. Shot in the lane, no good. Holding her ground was Harmson that time. Pass ahead to Feenstra. Feenstra with the right hand, and she's fouled on the way up. Foul's going to go on Sullivan. That's number 1 on McKenna Sullivan, I believe, as the ball trickles down the baseline. And Feenstra will go to the free throw line to shoot a couple. For Erica Feenstra, she is now tied second all-time with Lisa Rose in scoring. And she now takes over second place all by herself with that made free throw by Erica Feenstra, 32-27. Another one on the way, 33-27. Erica Feenstra, big game so far. She's started well. She's got 11 here in the early going. Dort leads 33-27. 7:35 and counting. First half. Midland, though, hanging around in this one. Wengert. Wengert gives it up to Hansen. Hansen, leading scorer, 13 points per game average, passes it off. Three-pointer is missed by Shepard. Here comes Dort in transition. Van Manen driving in, and a blocking foul called on the Midland Warriors. That foul is going to go on Amanda Hansen. That is number 2 on her, and team foul number 3 against Midland here in this period. Hansen's going to have to check out of the ballgame, and when she checks out, things get much more difficult for Midland. She does a lot, both in terms of handling the basketball and defensively. First free throw on the way, no good by Van Manen. Jordan Van Manen, a 6.1 points per game average. Scoreless so far. This one's up and through, so she makes 1 out of 2. And the defenders on a 6-0 run. And we're right back where we were when the period began. Dort leading by 7, 34-27. Left side pass, Midland. Midland with it out front, Wengert. Wengert gives it up. This is Kraft. Kraft stops on the elbow, back to Wengert. Wengert, ball screen, ball deflected, taken away by Pruitt. Pruitt with a basketball. Pruitt, jailbreak, 4-on-2. Pruitt, pull up, banks it in from straight on. Abby Pruitt with a steal and the lay-in. Dort leads 36-27. 9-point lead, matching the biggest lead of the ballgame for the defenders so far. With a basketball out front, that's Sam Shepard. Shepard passes it off left side to Kraft. Kraft, Dort digs down on the double team. Van Manen strips it free. Here comes Dort in transition. Pruitt up the floor, does not have the numbers. Stops on the left wing, looks down low for Evavold. Swings it over to Harmson. Right side Feenstra. Erica, 3, off the back iron, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Midland. Lexus Hossie with it. Hossie passes it. Left side, Kraft. Kraft with the basketball. Kraft gives it up, Sam Shepard. Sam Shepard with the basketball, passes right side to Hossie. Hossie, and we've got a foul on the play called on Harmson as she tries to impede the progress of Lexus Hossie. Peyton Harmson whistled for foul number 3. New players into the game for the defenders, Gustafson, Shimoleski, Beckman, and Stamness. Midland countering with Kara Jennings coming into the game. They're going to go with a smaller lineup. Checking out is Aaron Prusa. Throwing the ball in right side of the lane is Sam Shepard. Sam Shepard pass nearly deflected by Gustafson with her back to the basketball. Pass comes right side. Get it back over to Shepard. Shepard feeds it back out front to Emma Shepard. Emma Shepard and Sam Shepard sisters. Sam Shepard drives in, misses with a left-handed layup. Rebound cleared by the defender, Stamness. Stamness, Shimoleski. Shimoleski stops, left wing. Gets it back, left wing. 3 on the way by Maya, no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Beckman. Beckman with a basketball. Bailey stops on the right elbow, comes back over to Feenstra, feed it down low, Gustafson. Gustafson, layup good. Carly Gustafson with her first basket today. Defenders lead 38-27. Midland with the basketball, doored up by 11. Biggest lead of the ballgame, answering Midland 3. No. Rebound cleared by Stamness. Here comes Sienna. Sienna, the Rochester, Minnesota native, stops at the free throw line. She goes down, and her knee buckles. Her left knee. And Sienna Stamness at the free throw line. She got up to her feet. And now she will be attended to by a trainer. Came to a stop at the free throw line. That was not a side-to-side bend, but was coming forward. And she's being attended to by a trainer. Also assistant coach Abby Schultz. There, she's sitting upright. It was the non-braced knee. That seems to be the issue. And right now it's bent. She has not straightened it up to this point. Training staff on site. So they're helping her out. And while they do that, let's take a break. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Kennard into the ballgame for Stamness. Stamness helped off of the floor. Walking, though, under her own power. Not being assisted much, but if you know the history of Sienna Stamness, a couple of serious knee injuries, coming back from one, and rehab has gone well, and she's worked extremely hard to get to this point. And really, yesterday, ironically, I ran into her in the gym. She was getting some extra work in and just complimented her on her ability to recover from the injury, the work that she's put in. She's really getting to the point where she's helping the defenders and getting back to full speed. And that, more than anything, I think there's a fear that comes along with having gone through some knee injuries already, that there's a certain here we go again. So I'm no doctor, not going to say anything more than that. But she did walk off of the court under her own power. And hopefully that is a good sign. We'll get some more information about that probably after the game into next week. Driving right side, Beckman after a three-pointer by Midland. Now for the defenders, the job at hand is trying to come back and play through. They gave up a three moments ago. It's a 38-30 advantage. Here come the Warriors. Warriors for the basketball, Shepherd. Shepard back out front, Wenger. Wenger driving in with the right hand. Shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. And Peyton Wenger will go to the free throw line to shoot a kick pair. Bailey Tetzloff will check into the ballgame. Krakus checking in as well. Kennard and Smitsdorf check out. Defenders trying to squeeze some extra minutes out of people today. It's a case where you really get to this point of the year, and if you can just spread them out a little bit more, plays to your advantage. Dort trailing, leading, I should say, 38-31. First free throw by Wangert, good. Second one, good. It's 38-32. With the basketball, Beckman. Beckman on the right side. Bailey passes it out front. Tetzloff. Tetzloff, Gustafson. Gustafson back over to Beckman. Beckman to Krakus. Krakus with it. Dort up by six, 38-32. Beckman driving with the left hand, unable to finish. That one bounces off of the backboard, and Midland returns the favor by throwing the ball away. It'll be Dort basketball. Throwing the ball in is Gustafson. Gustafson feeds it off to Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. Beckman passes back over to Shimoleski. Shimoleski inside Gustafson. Gustafson with it, and Gustafson is held on the play by Winger. I believe that's team foul number 5 against Midland in this period. Free throws on the way for Gustafson. The foul called on Wengert, and for Peyton Wengert, that is foul number 1. She's a sophomore from the Dakota Dunes, South Dakota. First free throw on the way is up by Gustafson. No good. Another one on the way. It's 38-32. Second free throw coming for Gustafson, trying to stretch it back to seven, and she does. Wangert makes one of two. Defenders lead 39-32. 3 minutes and 15 seconds remaining in the period. Steal by Krakus, basket by Krakus. She's got four. Defenders back up by nine, 41-32. With it on the left side. Pass goes into the corner, down low. Ball deflected up, picked up by Wangert. Ball fake. Kick out pass, Meadows. Her three off the mark, no good from about 24 feet. And the rebound is cleared by the defenders. Pass right side over to Beckman. Beckman with it, tries to drop it inside for Gustafson. And it's kicked away by the Midland Warriors. It'll be Dort basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Krakus. Krakus on the right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Gets it into Tetzloff. Tetzloff, Shemileski. Shemileski spins. Her left-hand layup, left-handed layup, good. Maya Shemileski, since the Christmas break, playing really good basketball for the defenders at that guard spot, has really latched on to things this year. With the basketball out front, Midland. Midland, Jennings. Jennings gives it back over to Thompson. Thompson, high post, Wangert. Ball taken away by Tetzloff. Tetzloff down on the floor after it. Now a fight for it. Bailey Tetzloff wreaking havoc, knocking the ball away. Jump ball. It will be Dort basketball. Credit the junior from Brookings with breaking up that play. She saw the ball exposed and went after it. Dort leads 43-32. Beckman into the front court. Beckman driving in, puts it up, and we've got a late foul call. Foul's going to go against Midland. Bailey Beckman will go to the free throw line. Blocking foul is going to go against Casey Thompson. That's number two on her. 43-32, defenders by 11. First free throw up and good for Beckman. This is Beckman's first trip to the free throw line in the second period, her second of the ball game. Makes the first one, makes the second. She's 3 for 4. She has 7 points. Defenders lead 45-32. Bakers doesn't lead for the defenders. With the basketball, Shepard. Shepard passes it off right side. Three blocked by Krakus. Krakus knocks it away out of bounds. It'll be Midland basketball. Midland with it on the right side. Maddie Meadows. Meadows to throw the ball in. Meadows feeds it out front. This is Hasse. Hasse to Meadows. Meadows of the basketball. Retreats to the three-point ring. Now a post-up move and a foul on the play called on Gabby Krakus. Getting the shot to go was Midland's, I believe that's Aaron Prusa. Can't make out if that's 34 or 24. Must be 34. Free throw missed, no good. And the defender lead is 45-34. Foul went on Krakus on the post defense. Out front, Gustafson. Ball fake, splits the defense. And she's going to be called for traveling as she comes to a jump stop. Did not agree with that, but as I've said so many times, my opinion, not the one that matters. Krakus whistled for that personal foul moments ago. That was her first one. Now Midland, well, Dort will have it back after Midland turns it over. So Dort gets it right back. Inbounding is Van Manen. Gets it out front, Feenstra. Feenstra back to Van Manen. Van Manen looking for the backdoor cut. Instead, it's Tetzloff on the right wing. Tetzloff tries to feed it inside for Feenstra. It's kicked away. 1:33 left to go in the half. Defenders in front. 45-34. Van Manen throwing the ball in. Van Manen gets it in to Gustafson. Gustafson. It was Pruitt who had it moments ago. Gustafson down to the baseline. The little give and go to Feenstra. Can't finish it. Shot. The ball's loose. Picked up by Tetzloff. Tetzloff with the hustle buckets. Bailey Tetzloff, 8 points. And the thing about Tetzloff is that she gets her baskets and points without taking shots away from other people. She just simply outworks you and gets baskets that way. 47-34, 1 minute remaining in the half. Prusa over the basketball, working against Feenstra. Feenstra playing with one personal foul. Pass goes left side. Giving it up into the corner is Thompson. Thompson over the basketball is Shepard. Shepard long three, in and out, no good. Rebound deflected up, picked up by Gustafson. Here comes Dort. In transition, Pruitt. Pruitt has a player behind her. Feeds left side, Van Manen. Van Manen floats it up in the lane. Shot no good. Races after her own missed shot. Gets it back over to Feenster, and Feenster is going to be called for the foul. Seconds to go on the shot clock. Midland with the basketball. Midland gives it up. Left side, Hasse. Hasse with it in between the circles. Hasse back to Thompson. Thompson, Shepard. Shepard with it. Shepard back inside, Hasse. Hasse shot no good. 9 seconds to go. Feenster with the basketball across half court. Feenstra throws it away, intended for Tetzloff. Ball goes out of bounds. 5.5 seconds remaining. Dort will send their pressuring group into the ball game. They'll save some fouls as well. Checking into the game, Krakus, Shemileski, and Beckman along with Tetzloff and Gunderson. 5.5 seconds left to go in the half. And Midland will be throwing the ball in. Midland will counter with a guard as well. This is Lexi Kraft.
Now throw over the top, Gabby.
And a hold on the play. So 32, that is Krakus. Krakus gets called for a hold on the play. So free throws on the way for Hasse. First one is up and good. A second free throw coming with 4.7 seconds left. This one's up and good as well. So Hasse with six. Dort leads 47-36. With the basketball, Shemileski. Shemileski in under pressure puts one up from midcourt. And the defenders have an 11-point lead here at the end of the first half. Dort 47, Midland 36. You're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR 88.5. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. The Dort defenders leading Midland 47-36 at halftime of this Great Plains Athletic Conference battle. The defenders led 28-21 at the end of the first period. We're on the brink of really pushing out to a big lead, it felt, and then Sienna Stamnes went down with an injury to her left knee, and she was up, walked off of the floor under her own power, walked back to the locker room as well under her own power. I don't see her in the bench area here to start the second half. I would be shocked to see her play simply because you're going to be on the air on the side of caution with her knee history, but like I said, I was given some positive things and might just be a wait and see thing, and I'm also a big believer in making diagnosis a couple of days after the actual injury, but I digress. The defenders, 16 of 32 from the floor, 50%, 1 for 7 on threes, 14 of 19 from the free throw line. Midland, 11 of 33 overall from the floor, 3 of 14 from the three-point line. The defenders own a 21-16 rebounding advantage. Dort's turned it over 9 times. Midland has 14 turnovers. Two-point basket, now a steal by Sullivan. Sullivan racing the other way. Her layup, good. Sullivan with 2 points quickly for the Warriors. And the Dort 11-point lead is down to 7. So Midland starting quickly here. Outside it goes Harmson, three-pointer on the way, good. Peyton Harmson knocks down a three-point basket, her first of the day, and the defender lead is 50-40. Maddie Meadows with the basketball. Meadows passes it off to Hansen. Hansen with the basketball. Hansen shovels it back outside to Kraft. Kraft on the left wing. Kraft looking down low. They give it to Gathji. Gathji with early foul trouble in this one. We've got a foul on the play called against the defenders. It's either going to be Evavold or Feenstra, and that is going to go on Feenstra. Erica Feenstra whistled for her second personal foul. Free throws on the way for Katie Gathji. Gathji with 2 points so far, and make it three as she knocks down the first free throw. A second free throw on the way for Gathji. That one's up and through as well. 50-42, defenders by eight. Pass underneath intended for Feenstra. Three players around her, and a blocking foul called on the Warriors. Help defense provided by Amanda Hansen, and Amanda Hansen has just picked up foul number three. And the defenders will go to the free throw line with Erica Feenstra shooting two free throws. Feenstra with 11 points. Checking out of the ball game is Hansen. Hansen with 11 points goes to the bench with her third personal foul. So free throws on the way for Feenstra. First one is up and through. She's got 12. Another one on the way for Feenstra, trying to stretch it back to a 10-point difference. Second one is up, and that one's good as well. So Feenstra today has shot, by my count, 9 free throws and has converted 7 of them. Dort leads 52-42. Meadows passes over to Gathji. Gathji with the left hand, ducks underneath. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Gets it up to Pruitt. Pruitt to Gustafson. Gustafson with the basketball. Dort looking at with a different, working with a different lineup right now, as Gustafson checked in for Evavold moments ago. And the drive with the left hand is up and good. I believe that was Van Manen who got that 2-point bucket. She's got 3. Defenders lead by a dozen, 54-42. Meadows with the basketball. Dort helps off on her. Shot for 3. Missed. No good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. She gets it up to Van Manen. Van Manen with the basketball. Van Manen again drops it off for Gustafson. Gustafson has it tapped away from her, and they're going to say it was last touched by Gustafson. A lot of contact on that post-entry pass. No call made. Feenstra checks out of the ballgame, and Evavold will check in. Bringing the basketball up, the Warriors. Pass out front. Gathji at the free throw line. Heels on the free throw line. Comes back to Sullivan. Shakes right. Passes left. Back left side, jumper, baseline, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Manen. Here comes Dort in transition. Van Manen over the basketball. Van Manen drives in, puts it up, and she is fouled on the play. A blocking foul called against Sullivan. And Sullivan whistled for her second personal foul. That is team foul number 3 against Midland in this period. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Over at the DeWitt Gym in Sioux Center, the Dort men's volleyball team hosting a triangular. And at last check, they were in the second match of the day. Dort loses set one, match one, 3-1 to Jamestown. 56-42, a couple of made free throws that time by Van Manen. So Van Manen knocks down both, and for Jordan Van Manen, she has 4 points. Meadows passes back out front. With it is Hasse. Hasse's pass taken away by the defenders and Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball. Left side it goes. Pruitt. Pruitt, 3, in and out, no good. Rebound cleared by Midland. Very nearly stolen by Van Manen on the outlet pass. Here comes Midland back the other way. Stolen away by Harmson. Harmson over the basketball. Harmson stops on the right side, looks for the trailer, feeds Evavold on the left elbow. Rachel with the left-handed drive, can't get it to go, and the rebound is cleared by Midland. Midland with the basketball. Midland on the left side, driving with it is Kraft. Kraft cut off there by Pruitt, comes back over to Meadows. Meadows, 3, off the mark, no good. Rebound, and it goes out of bounds. Did Dort touch it? Referees all look around the triangle at each other. And they finally indicate Midland basketball. 6:34 left to play in the quarter. Dort leading 56-42. Get a stop and a basket here. You might be on the brink of breaking it wide open. Midland has had Ample opportunity to crawl back into this one. Dort streaking with points. Hasse feeds it inside Gathje. Gathje's layup attempt, no good. Rebound taken away by Feenster. Here comes Dort. Beckman, left side, Gustafson. Gustafson gets baseline, and Gustafson is pushed to the ground by Wengert. Wengert whistled for her second personal foul. Now Wengert in a bad spot there, trying to cut off Gustafson's drive to the hoop. And throwing the ball in now will be Shemileski. Shemileski gets the ball inbounded. Backman. Backman back over to Kennard. Kennard, three, right wing, good. Three-point basket by Kennard. Kenzie Kennard, a valuable reserve for the Defenders. Kind of a jack-of-all-trades or a jill-of-all-trades, if you will. Three on the way. Answering for Midland is Sam Shepard. Shepard with her second three. She answers the Dort three with a three of her own. Dort leads 59-45. Pass into the front court, out of bounds, last touch by the Defenders. It'll be Midland basketball. Sam Shepard, 5'11 sophomore from Fremont, knocking that one down. Her younger sister, Emma, also on this team. Of course, number 20 does the younger sister. Shepard down to the corner. Looking, gets it away to Lexi Kraft. Kraft back to Shepard. Shepard driving in, blocked. Rebound taken away by Kennard. Kennard over the basketball. Kennard takes it across the timeline. Shemileski. Shemileski driving in. No call made. Comes back over to Kennard. Kennard another three. Kenzie Kennard. Couple of triples. Dort leads 62-45. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Midland. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. This will be a full-length timeout. Midland gets the ball inbounded. Dort survives the runout. Here comes the Defenders. Kennard back over to Shemileski. Ball deflected out, picked up by the Defenders. Underneath, Feenstra. Feenstra fouled on the play by Wengert. Peyton Wengert not thrilled with the situation. Free throws on the way for Feenstra. Feenstra another two. She's got 13 so far. Krakus will check into the ballgame for Kennard. Kennard knocked down a couple of threes. Now Krakus will check in. Also waiting to check in is Bailey Tetzlaff. First free throw on the way for Feenstra is good. She's got another one coming. Feenstra with 14 now. This will be the 11th free throw shot by Feenstra, and she has made 9 of them. So Feenstra makes them both. Dort leads by 19, 64-45. Defenders send the press group in. Tetzlaff playing the point. They get it into Beckman on the defense. Midland breaks the press that time. Driving the other way is Shepard, and it's kicked away by Gustafson. Stops the jailbreak, and it'll be Midland inbounding the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in, Midland. Ball deflected by Krakus, picked up by Gustafson, ahead to Shemileski. Shemileski, the breakaway, layup right hand, good. Maya Shemileski with a two-point basket. She's got 9. She had 9 in the win over Midland earlier this season back in December. Outside, driving in, left wing. That's Emma Shepard. Her shot no good. Rebound cleared by Gustafson. Gustafson gets it ahead to Beckman. Beckman will grab it on the run. Beckman stops on the right wing, hesitates. Beckman picks up her dribble, back to Carly. Carly, right side, Shemileski, three, line drive, no good, back iron. And now foul called on the rebound. That's going to be on Tetzlaff. And for the Defenders, that is foul number 2 in this quarter with 4:24 left to go in the third. Dort with some breathing room, 66-45. Other scores from around the conference. Page through my notes. Mount Marty leads Doan 29-23. Morningside over Briarcliff 43-32. Northwestern leads Hastings at halftime 40-39. Concordia over Dakota Wesleyan 33-25. And the College of St. Mary over Jamestown 26-21. Those were all halftime scores. And those were all at halftime of this one. So probably in all likelihood all of them underway over the second half as well. Dort leading 66-45, largest lead of the ballgame. Steal by Beckman on the help as Gathje was trying to back her way in. Beckman driving in, gathers herself, layup good. Bailey Beckman survives the contact. She's got 9, And the defenders lead 68-45. Coming back the other way, Midland driving in. Shot with the right hand. No good by Shepherd. And the rebound. We've got a foul called on the shot. So no rebound there. Foul's going to go on Carly Gustafson. Foul number one on Carly. And team foul number four on the defenders. Free throw by Shepherd is good. Emma Shepherd, interesting story for Midland. She graduated from high school a year early. So she, age-wise, should just be a senior in high school. With it right side, Beckman. Beckman with a basketball, and Beckman tries to pass it out off the spin move, and she gets called for traveling. Turnover, Dort, Midland with a basketball. Midland throwing it in. Dort leading 68-46. Midland trouble bringing the ball up. This is Shepherd. Shepherd, they feed it ahead to Hansen. Hansen goes right side, gets the return pass, puts it up. Shot is blocked out of bounds. It will be Midland basketball. Dort's outscored Midland 21-10 here in the third period with 3:27 remaining. Midland looking, pass over the top, ball deflected out by Gustafson, picked up though by Hansen. Hansen with the basketball, picks up her dribble. Hansen hands it back to Hasse. Hasse gets the right drive, the right lane drive. Hasse with eight. Dort leads 68-48. Back the other way, shot no good. And a foul on the rebound is going to go on Bailey Tetzloff. Tetzloff whistled for the personal. We'll shoot free throws on the other end. So Bailey Tetzloff whistled for the personal foul. Dort leading by 20. 13:05 left to go in the game. 3:05 left to go in the third period. Free throws coming for Midland. And this is Emma Shepherd. Shepherd 1-for-3 from the free throw line today. 57% free throw shooter for the season. First free throw is up and good. She's got another one coming. 4 points today for Shepherd. Midland led by Amanda Hansen's 11 thus far. And she makes both of them, does Shepherd. She's got five. And the defender lead is 68-50. So Midland putting together a little run here. They've scored 5 points in a row. Dort coming back the other way. Jordan Van Manen over the basketball. Van Manen in between the circles. Right side pass over to Harmson. Harmson, Feenstra, left side, Van Manen. Van Manen just beyond the arc, comes back over to Evavold. Evavold to Harmson. Harmson over the basketball. Harmson, Evavold, Feenstra, the cutter. And Feenstra has it knocked away. Now Dort with the basketball. This is Van Manen, kicks it back out, five to shoot. Harmson, three on the way, off the back iron, no good. Rebound deflected, picked up by Hansen. Hansen over the basketball. Hansen feeds it right side. Three-pointer missed, no good by Sullivan. Rebound to Evavold. Evavold with the basketball. Passes it off, and Van Manen was headed up the floor, and she gets whistled for traveling. Turnover back to Midland. So Midland to throw the ball in, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass out front, Sullivan. Dort up by 18. Midland trying to dent the lead as we head to the fourth quarter. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by Hansen. Hansen spins into the lane, and Amanda Hansen with 13 points. She had 8 in the first meeting between these two teams. She's been more of an offensive threat. She's also playing with 3 personal fouls. Feenstra comes back over to Harmson. Harmson got Stamnus on the mind after she got hurt in the first half. Comes back to Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball. Evavold. Evavold 17-footer. No good. Too strong. Rebound cleared by Midland. And Midland trying to further dent what was a 20-plus point lead. Dort was up at one point by 23. Now Midland is down by 16 with a chance to make it 13 or 14. Hansen spins. Her layup is good. Hansen right side of the lane. She's got 15. And the defender lead is 68-54. Now a drive and a layup by Midland's Lexus Hasse. Hasse with 10. And the defenders lead 68-56. Midland has gone on an 11-0 run. And the defenders will have to counter with a different lineup. Checking in, Chmielewski, Gustafson, and Backman. Staying on the floor, Feenstra and Harmson. Free throw in and out, no good. And the Dort lead remains 12, 68-56. But Midland whittling away at the lead. Beckman with a basketball. Beckman with it. They give it up left side, Gustafson. Gustafson with it in between the circles underneath Feenstra. Feenstra puts it up, and Feenstra is hacked on the arm by Sullivan. Sullivan is whistled for the personal foul. And for Sullivan, that is at least foul number three, might be number four, waiting for the indication on the board. And that's foul number four. First free throw is up and good for Feenstra. Second free throw. 1:08 left to play in the period. Feenstra makes another free throw. She's 6-for-6 in the second half. 17 points for the ballgame. Dort leads 70-56. With a basketball, Midland. That's Kraft. Kraft feeds it off right side, Hasse. Hasse up the 17-foot mark. And a reach-in foul against the defenders. That's going to go against Harmson. That's number four on Harmson. Under a minute to go in the quarter. Free throws for Hasse. She's got 10 points. Kennard will check into the ballgame. Harmson will check out. So the first free throw on the way for Hasse is up. Crawls over the rim after it bounces. Hasse with 11. Dort leads 70-57. Second free throw. This one's up and through. 70-58. Hasse with a dozen. And five in the first meeting between these two teams. Backman step back three. Too strong, no good. And a foul on the play called on the defenders. That's going to go on Erica Feenstra. It's foul number three. Oh, they called double foul? So they called double foul. One's going to go on Feenstra. The other one go on. Was the other one on Wengert? Yep, Wengert also with four personals. Dort with a basketball. They get it into the corner, Chmielewski. Chmielewski deep right side. Feed it underneath Gustafson. Gustafson with a basketball. Gustafson reverses Kennard. Kennard left side. Three on the way. Tetzloff in and out. No good. Rebound down on the floor, and we're going to have another jump ball. It'll be Midland basketball on the alternating possession. Dort leading 70-58. Dort leading by 12. Midland has the basketball. And throwing the ball in is Hasse. Hasse gets it into Kraft. Kraft with it across the timeline. Kraft, 24 seconds and counting. Shot clock and game clock basically the same. Hansen has it in between the circles. Hansen looking. She passes left side over to Meadows. Maddie Meadows with the basketball. Meadows passes right side to Hansen. Eight to shoot. Hansen loses it on the way up. Now Dort retreating defensively. 3 seconds on the shot clock and the three-point basket to end the quarter for the Midland Warriors, and they have come back to make it a single-digit ball game. Dort leads 70-61 as we head to the fourth quarter of play. Dort was up 11 at the end of the third period. They lead by 11 here at the start of the fourth period. In between, they got the lead up to 23 at one point, 68-45. Unable to pull away more than that, though. Midland used an 11-point run to bring it back to a manageable 11-point ball game. We're at 9 right now, 70-61. Back with the fourth quarter of play right after this. Dort leading by 9, 70-61. Missed shot by Chmielewski on a baseline drive. And the Warriors have the basketball. Meadows on the right wing. Pass over the top. Tapped away by Beckman on the help defense. Here comes Bailey into the front court. Left side, Chmielewski. Chmielewski penetrates with the right hand. Missed it. No good. Rebound, Gustafson. Gustafson put back good. Carly Gustafson with 5 points. And the defender lead is 72-61. Back the other way, Hansen. Shot no good. Rebound, and we've got a foul. A reach-in called on Kennard on the rebound. Aaron Prusa was able to get to it. Kennard gets called for a personal foul on the rebound. And Midland will inbound the basketball. Down 11 are the Warriors. Meadows to throw it in. She throws it in over the top. Finds Hasse in the process. Pass goes right side. Meadows. Meadows spin move right side. Puts it up. Short-armed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Gustafson. Over to Beckman. Here comes Dort in transition. Beckman driving in, and she is pushed from behind. Foul's going to go on Kraft. Beckman comes up. A little bit sluggish. Hansen, who is trying to set up and take the charge, took the worst of that as Beckman got tripped up from behind. All for Hansen. Nothing out of that. Didn't get a block, didn't get a charge. Play was whistled dead. Shot by Beckman, and how about the freshman? Knocked to the floor, gets up, and quickly knocks down a three. She's got 12. Defenders lead 75-61. With the basketball right side, Midland and Kraft. Kraft's pass deflected. Taken away by Shemileski. Maya over the basketball in the backcourt. Double team. Gets it away to Kennard. Here comes Dort into the front court. Right side to Tetzloff. Tetzloff with it on the wing. Feeds it down low. Gustafson fires it back outside. Kennard, another three. Yes! Three threes for Kenzie Kennard. Nine for the ball game. Dort leads 78-61. And every once in a while you need a player to come up big in a game that doesn't show up on the opponent's scouting report. And Kennard has done exactly that here today with three made threes. Driving in, ball deflected, picked up. Meadows straight on three from long range. Good. Maddie Meadows with the 25-footer from straight on. Meadows with 6 points. Dort leads 78-64. Bounce pass goes down low. Gustafson. Gustafson with a left hand, lost track of where she was, I think, got pinned under the basket, tried to come back to the spin move. Kraft driving in, and Kraft gets the shot to go. Lexi Kraft with a three-point play opportunity, Dort leading 78-66. So Kraft with a three-point play opportunity on the way, 7:33 remaining in this contest. Still some meat on the bone, if you will. Free throw up and free throw good. Work isn't done yet. 6 points for Kraft. Every time Dort threatens to pull away, Midland comes up with an answer. Gustafson inbounds the basketball to Beckman. Beckman will take it across the timeline. Bailey with the ball on the right side. Beckman looking down low. Instead feeds it out front. Feenstra. Left side Kennard. Kennard over the basketball. Kennard gives over to Gustafson. Gustafson, swing pass, Beckman. Beckman rocks into the drive. Beckman off the glass, no good, too strong. And the rebound is cleared by Midland. Midland over the basketball. Steal by Shemileski, jumps the pass route. Layup by Shemileski, missed it, no good. Tapped out by Beckman, but she taps it out of bounds. It'll be Midland basketball. Dort is up by 11. Dort missed a couple of opportunities. And now Midland is throwing the ball in. They get the ball inbounded to Hasse. Hasse with it. Hasse, double teamed, gets away from the double team. Shemileski now guarding Hansen. Hansen with it in between the circles. Hansen gives it back over to Kraft. Kraft with the basketball. Driving in Hasse. Hasse, 10-footer, right side, no good. Rebound deflected out. Last touch by Aaron Prusa. It will be Midland, it'll be Dort basketball. Kennard checks out of the ball game. Checking in is Harmson. Beckman takes it across half court. 6.5 left to play in the game. But cut by Beckman. The assist to Gustafson. Beckman finishes with the right hand. Bailey Beckman now with 14. Defenders lead 80-67. Kick out pass, right side, three on the way, missed, no good. Rebound weak side, taken away by Gustafson. Gets it ahead to Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. Beckman, drives the lane. Her shot no good, but there for the putback is Feenstra. Erica Feenstra with her first points of the fourth quarter. Dort leads 82-67. Back to a 15-point lead for the defenders with 6 minutes remaining. Out front, Sullivan. Sullivan passes it. Left side, now they get it back over to Hansen on the right wing, guarded there by Shemileski. Shot in the lane, no good by Midland's Aaron Prusa. She went to the right baseline hook shot. She got fouled on the play, though, and that foul is going to go against Erica Feenstra, and Feenstra draws her fourth foul. I'll beg your pardon. She fouls out of the ballgame. Feenstra's fouled out of the ballgame. She's got 19 points. She is disqualified on fouls with 5:47 remaining in the game. Make a notation of that. Dort's leading scorer removed due to fouls. Warriors' first free throw is up and good for Prusa. She's got another one on the way. That one's off the mark, no good. Gustafson gets it right side. They give it off to Beckman. Beckman, step back three, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Midland. Midland down 14, quickly up the floor. They find Sullivan. Sullivan, layup, good. Dort didn't get back on defense that time, and the Warriors make them pay. Dort trails 82-70, and the Warriors use a full-length timeout. You're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR 88.5. Back with more after this. Dort by a dozen after the timeout. 82-70, 5:23 remaining in regulation. Neither team in the bonus yet. Midland still has three fouls to give. Dort has one to give before bonus time. With a basketball right side, Evavold looking for the cutter. Tries to find Tetzloff. Led her a little too far. Man coming away with a steal is Hansen. Hansen with the basketball. Hansen gives it up to Kraft. Kraft to Hasse. Hasse back to Hansen, and Hansen is fouled on the play, and Hansen will keep going to that right hand as long as the defenders allow her. Hansen loves to go to the right hand in the lane and try to finish. First shot on the way for Hansen, 68% free throw shooter. 2 for 2 today, now 3 for 3. Trying to make it a 10-point ball game, 82-71 currently. Second free throw on the way for Hansen. This one's up, missed it, short, no good. 82-71, defenders by 11, 4:50 and counting, ball game. Harmson with it. Harmson passes it right side. Venmanen, Venmanen, Shemileski, Shemileski, Harmson. Harmson over the basketball, back to Shemileski, 15 to shoot. Through the lane pass, Venmanen, Venmanen, Tetzloff, Tetzloff, Harmson. Into the corner, Shemileski, three ball, no good. Rebound cleared by Midland. Midland over the basketball, 4:28 left to play. They trail by 11. Here comes Hansen. Hansen driving in with the right hand, finishes, and she's fouled. Amanda Hansen with a three-point play opportunity on the way. Trying to cut this down to potentially an eight-point game with 4:23 remaining. Dort just can't put this Midland team away right now. Midland keeps creeping back in. Dort led by as many as 23 in the third quarter. Midland now as close as they have been, 9. And Hansen misses the free throw. Stays at 9, 82-73. Defenders of the basketball, 4:17 and counting. Left side it goes Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball, Evavold. Evavold drives in with the left hand, lays it up, good. Rachel Evavold, just her second field goal today. Dort leads 84-73. With it on the right side, Midland. Midland. They feed it over to Shepard. Shepard for Sullivan. Sullivan, left side three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound Gustafson. Here comes Dort in transition. Carly across the timeline. Gustafson gives it back over to Pruitt. Pruitt with the ball in between the circles. Ebby goes right side. Over to Beckman. Beckman ball fake. Pull up. 12-footer off the window. Too strong, no good. And the rebound taken away by Midland. Midland coming back the other way. Sullivan. Sullivan on the right wing. Sullivan looking for someone to pass to. Her team down by 11. Three to make it an eight-point game. No good. Right side by Hasse. Rebound controlled by the defenders. Coming back the other way, Beckman. Beckman double teamed. Beckman gets it across to Venmanen. Venmanen with the ball double teamed. Ball comes loose. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Midland. It'll be Dort basketball. 3:12 left to play in regulation. On the floor for the defenders right now, Gustafson, Evavold, Pruitt, Beckman, and Venmanen. For the Warriors, it's Hansen, Sullivan, Shepard, Prusa, and Hasse. Bounce pass down low. Evavold, extra pass, Pruitt. Pruitt, three, off the mark, no good. 3 minutes to go. Dort still by 11. Midland with the basketball up the floor. Hanson. Hanson feeds it left wing. Shepard thought about the shot. Instead goes back over to Kraft. Kraft to Sullivan. Sullivan, Kraft. Kraft, right side. Gives it up. This is Hasse. Hasse thought about the three. Now spins into the lane. And not bad defense by Pruitt, but Hasse throws one off of the glass. Dort leads 84-75. Defenders by nine. 2.5 left to go in the game. Pruitt, she's going to put up another three. That one's off the heel, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled. Here comes Sullivan. Sullivan with the basketball. Sullivan throws it ahead. Here comes Midland. Midland down by nine. Hasse. Hasse, 2:14 and counting. Hasse with the right hand, spins. Might have traveled with it, nothing there. Hanson comes back to Hasse. Hasse, deep right corner, two-minute warning. With it on the right side, they give it up to Sullivan. Sullivan kicks it into the corner. Three to make it a six-point game is good. Kraft with the three-point basket. She's got nine. Dort leads 84-78, and the defenders want a timeout with 1:49 remaining. Dort with some work to do. Shemileski's going to check into the game. The defenders call for a timeout. You're listening to KDCR, Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more in a moment. One final in from the conference. Morningside, a 91-72 winner over Briar Cliff. Morningside stays in third place in the conference at 13-4 now. Briar Cliff falls to 4-12. Dort is inbounding up by six. With the basketball, Van Manen, 25 on the shot clock. They pass it to Shemileski. Shemileski out front. Shemileski, right side, Beckman. Beckman with the basketball, Evavold. 15 to shoot. They come back right side, back over to Shemileski. Shemileski, 10. Goes back over to Beckman. Beckman down to the baseline. Evavold reverses Gustafson. Gustafson into the lane. Layup, left hand, good. Carly Gustafson finishes with the left hand. She's got seven, and the defenders want to stop. 1:20 and counting. Dort up three possessions. With the right side, they go to Hanson. Hanson feeds it back to Sullivan. Sullivan with the basketball. Backdoor cut. Reach in foul by Van Manen. Shot is off the mark. No good. But Sam Shepard will go to the free throw line to shoot two. An opportunity to cut into the 8-point lead with the clock stopped. Sam Shepard so far today. Dort leads 86-78. First free throw was off the mark. Second one is good. Shepard's first trip to the free throw line. So 86-79. Dort still up three possessions. They're in a good spot as we approach the one-minute mark, and they throw it away. Words no more than out of my mouth, and the defenders turn it over. Bailey Tetzloff will check back into the game. Evavold will check out. Dort will go with their pressuring group. Defenders do not have any fouls to give. They still lead by three possessions, 86-79. Midland inbounding ball tipped away by Shemileski. 1:02 left to play in regulation. Feels much closer than a seven-point ball game. Hanson with it in the backcourt. Guarded by Shemileski. Passes it ahead to Hasse. Hasse throws it up off the glass. No good. Rebound taken away by Gustafson. Gets it over to Beckman. Beckman will come up to the half-court line, and the defenders call for a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. Dort will inbound, left side of the court. And pretty heady move that time by Beckman. Stopped just shy of the half-court stripe. Did not want to be in a trap situation. When saw the trap coming, stopped, held on to the ball, and her head coach, Bill Harmson, called for the timeout. The defenders still clinging to that seven-point lead, 86-79. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Taking a look at some of the other conference battles taking place across the league. Watching with special interest one over at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota, where Dakota Wesleyan leads Concordia 60-58 with 5:04 left to play in that contest. Also of note, it's gone final. Hastings trailed by one to Northwestern at halftime. Hastings wins at home 82-71. So Hastings stays unbeaten in the league at 16-0. Northwestern slides to 7-9 in the conference, 12-9 overall. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort leading 86-79 with 48.7 seconds left to go. 25 seconds on the shot clock. Defenders throwing it in, and Gustafson throws it over the top. Shemileski, and Shemileski is bumped out on the play by Casey Thompson. That's foul number three on Thompson, and just foul number two on Midland in this period. So they've still got two more fouls to give before Dort's at the free throw line. Shemileski to throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Shemileski gets it in. Tetzloff. Tetzloff with it, and Tetzloff is fouled immediately. That's foul called on Maddie Meadows. And Dort will inbound the basketball again. 45.6 seconds remaining. Shemileski gets it in. Evavold. Evavold hacked on the arm. That foul's going to go against Hasse. And Midland, a situation here where they had to get up to the bonus situation to force Dort to shoot free throws. Now they're at four. We'll see if they commit a foul right away or if they wait. Dort with the basketball. And a reach-in foul called as Bailey Beckman dribbles out near midcourt. Looked like she was intent on taking some time off of the clock. Casey Thompson whistled for her fourth personal foul. She'll check out of the ballgame. Bailey Beckman will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. She's 3-for-4 so far today. 14 for the freshman from Panora, Iowa. First free throw, though, no good. She's now 3-for-5. 78% free throw shooter this season. Kicks that one off the heel. Rebound taken away by Tetzloff, though, and the defenders. Van Manen with the basketball. Dort trying to play keep away. Coach Bill Harmson wanted a little more time drained off of the clock. Van Manen will go to the free throw line. She will shoot two free throws. Defenders lead 86-79. First free throw by Van Manen is good. Dort can put themselves in a great position here with a couple of made free throws by Van Manen. 87-79. And that's where it'll stay. But Tetzloff with another offensive rebound. Comes back over to Van Manen, and Beckman is fouled on the play. And how about Bailey Tetzloff? Exploding into the lane for back-to-back offensive rebounds off of missed free throws. And now Bailey Beckman will shoot a pair. First free throw by Beckman off the mark. No good. I don't know that I've seen her miss four free throws in the same game this year. 78% free throw shooter. This one's up and good. So Beckman makes one of two. Defenders lead it now 88-79. And it certainly looks like the defenders positioned well to finish this one off. Dort up by nine. This will be a full-length timeout charged to Midland. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more in a moment. Shepherd with a three-point basket out of the timeout. So the three-point basket, and the defenders still got some work to finish this one off. They lead 88-82 with 29.1 seconds remaining. It's a two-possession ball game. Dort will be able to advance the ball, though, and inbound the ball in front of their bench. With 29.1 seconds remaining, the defenders will need to make a few free throws, though, to finish this. Dort gets a pass in, knocking down the short shot. Is Gustafson. Remember, the defenders playing without their leading scorer here the last 5 minutes and 47 seconds as Erica Feenstra fouled out of the ballgame. But Carly Gustafson now with 9 points, and we've got another timeout. This will be Midland's final timeout of the contest. They'll advance the basketball into the front court, and with 26.9 seconds remaining, Dort leads by 8. After the timeout, Midland a three-point basket. Rebound goes out of bounds. A lot of contact. Defenders will now defend again, as it was last touched, they said, by the black and gold. Ball inbounded. Midland with it. 18 seconds to go. Now 16. Underneath. Shot by Hansen. No good. Rebound. Defenders. No. Hansen comes down. Loses the ball. Picked up by the defender. Shemileski will drive in. She'll pull it out now and dribble out the clock, and that'll be your final. Dort 90, Midland 82. Midland puts up a stiff fight in the second half. Dort led by as many as 23. Defenders win it by 8, 90 to 82. Midland able to get as close as 6 down the stretch with 1:49 left. They got back to within 6, 84-78. And that's your final, 90 to 82. Stay tuned up next, the Wireless World postgame wrap for this women's basketball game right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. All of the GPAC scores are in today. No real surprises, but some games much closer than anticipated. Let's take a look, first of all, at this one. The Dort defenders took the lead for good at 15-12 in the first quarter. Led 28-21 at the end of the first quarter, 47-36 at the end of the half. Looked like they were primed to pull away. Put together a nice charge. Got up 68-45, at which point Midland went on an 11-0 run to make it 68-56, and Dort was up 70-61 at the end of the third period. In the fourth period, again, Dort built a lead to 17, 78-61. They were still up by 15, 82-67, but Midland outscored Dort 11-2 and trailed 84-78 with 1:49 left to go in regulation. The defenders finish it off with enough made free throws and a Carly Gustafson layup to make it 90-82, the final. The defenders today, 30 of 65 from the floor, 46%, 6 for 21 on threes, 29%, 24 of 33 from the free throw line. That comes out to 73%. Dort with a 44-30 rebounding advantage. Turnovers, Midland had 21, Dort had 17. Midland today, 26 of 67 from the floor for 38.8%, 8 of 27 on threes. Comes out to 30%, 22 of 31 from the free throw line, 71%. The defenders with 16 steals this afternoon, wreaking havoc on Midland in that full court pressuring defense. The defenders led today by Erica Feenster's 19 points, limited to 20 minutes of play though due to foul issues. She ends up fouling out of the ball game. 15 points for Bailey Beckman off of the bench. 5 of 12 from the floor, 4 of 8 on free throws. 9 points for Maya Shemileski. 9 points as well for Kennard and Gustafson. 8 points for Bailey Tetzloff. 6 for Jordan Van Bonnen. 4 for Gabby Krakus. 4 for Rachel Evavold. 3 for Peyton Harmson. 4 Dort's total of 90. For the Midland Warriors, 18 for Amanda Hansen. 14 for Alexis Hasse. 10 for Sam Shepard, 9 for Lexi Kraft, 6 each for Sullivan and Meadows, 4 for Gathji, 5 each for Wingert and Shepard, and 5 for Aaron Prusa. Carly Gustafson with 12 rebounds to pace the defenders today, 6 rebounds for Erica Feenstra, 5 for Bailey Backman, 6 for Bailey Tetzloff, 5 for Jordan Van Manen. Assists, Rachel Evavold led with 3, 2 each for Pruitt and Shemileski. 3 steals for Shemileski, 4 steals for Gabby Krakus. 2 steals each for Jordan Van Manen, Bailey Beckman, Peyton Harmson, and Ebby Pruitt. For the Midland Warriors, they were led by Amanda Hansen's 18 points, 14 for Alexis Hasse, 10 for Sam Shepard, 9 for Lexi Kraft, 6 each for Sullivan and Meadows, 4 for Gathji, 5 each for Wingert and Shepard, and 5 for Aaron Prusa. Midland was led in rebounding by Alexis Hasse with 7. That's your final. Dort defeats Midland 90-82. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Wireless World postgame wrap continues. Hopefully back visiting with Coach Bill Harmson if he makes his way out of the locker rooms, which are hidden back deep in the innards of the Weikert Event Center. We'll be checking in with him, hopefully, in a couple of minutes. No Bill Harmson yet. Scores from across the conference. Dort over Midland, 92-82. Mount Marty over Doan, 70-47. Morningside, a 91-72 winner over Briar Cliff. Hastings over Northwestern, 82-71. Concordia over Dakota Wesleyan, 69-67. And Jamestown over the College of St. Mary, 56-52. Concordia had to sneak that one out on the road at the Corn Palace and came from behind to win that one. Pulled it out of the fire. Hastings also involved in a close one with Northwestern. Northwestern was down, led by one at halftime, actually. Hastings wins it, though, 82-71. Conference standings. Hastings is 16-0. Concordia is 15-1. Morningside 13-4. Dort is 12-4. Little separation then. Dakota Wesleyan is 9-7. Northwestern falls to 7-9. Jamestown actually moves in front of Northwestern. Jamestown is now 8-8. Northwestern 7-9. Mount Marty 6-10. Midland, Briar Cliff, both 4-12. College of St. Mary 2-15. Doan is 1-15. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back visiting with Coach Bill Harmson right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. The Dort Defenders with a 90-82 win over the Midland Warriors, and Coach Bill Harmson, game of streaks today. Your team played well enough to get double-digit leads, push the lead up beyond 20 at one point. Midland able to put together a couple of streaks as well, made it interesting at the end, got to within six, but team took care of business the last couple of minutes, made just enough free throws, got a basket, come away with an eight-point win on the road. And as we were looking at conference scores, it is so difficult to win the second time around in the conference, and today you take care of business on the road.
Yeah, I went into the locker room and said, ladies, we're going to take this one and run. You know, it was we knew it was going to be a hard-fought contest, and Midland's a good team, and they're very well coached. And, you know, I thought in that third quarter, man, we were just so close to just being able to put them away, and we just couldn't get it done. So it's something we're going to go back and look at, and, you know, our end of the game, the usage of the clock, you know, some of the shots that we took, you know, those are things that we have to go back and we've addressed before, but we got to continue to address them so that we get used to playing in a certain way.
End up playing without Erica Feenstra at the end. She fouls out of the ball game. Productive day for her, though. 19 points on just six field goal attempts. 11 of 13 from the free throw line. Obviously would have been great to have her as an option the last 5 minutes, but that was not the case.
Yeah, it would have. You know, she would have just been, she's so hard to keep off the glass, and I'm really proud of the way that she's continuing to adjust her game. You know, today she took what the defense gave her very well, and that's stuff that we're working on in practice, and she really crashed the offensive boards hard today and just to keep the ball alive a few times. So I was just really happy with how hard she played, and you know, really our team, I thought our energy today was outstanding. We just got to continue to figure out ways to stay away from, you know, hurting ourselves, and we did that a little too often again today.
Bailey Beckman, 15 points off of the bench, and she was one of four major contributors off of the bench, because you also got 9 and 9 from Kennard and Gustafson and 8 from Bailey Tetzloff, and Tetzloff, 4 offensive rebounds, so a great lift by that unit.
It absolutely is, and it's so much fun seeing those girls come in. You know, they get going through their warm-up, they have an opportunity to rest a little bit, and then to come out and impact the game the way they do is really fun. And, you know, today I think we played, you know, 13 kids again. And really every bench person that came in contributed, I thought, very well. You know, Mari came in for a couple minutes, did a nice job. Bailey gets those two big offensive rebounds off of missed free throws here at the end of the game, which gave us more opportunity to score from the line. And, you know, it was just an all-out really good effort by those kids.
Sienna Stamnes, can you tell us anything about her? I mean, I'm not asking specifics, but can you give us in vague terms where she's at?
Yeah, you know, it's not the surgically repaired knee. They're not sure. Talk to the trainer here at halftime, and I'll talk to her again. You know, there's no swelling on the knee right now. They're not sure exactly what happened. I know she felt something in the knee. So we're just praying that that she's going to be okay. You know, my heart just goes out to her for how hard she's worked to get back from her knee injury. And, you know, just lift prayers up for Sienna that everything's going to be okay.
Northwestern on Wednesday, Coach, and here we are, stretch run. Last 15 to 20% of the season coming up, and I always say this might be the most difficult 15 to 20% of the season.
It's going to be really tough. You know, Northwestern, Concordia, Briarcliff on the road, and Hastings at home, and then finish up with Mount Marty and St. Mary's. What a brutal schedule. And I know our girls are going to be well-rested. I know we're going to be ready for the task on Wednesday against the Red Raiders, and I'm sure they will be too. So it'd be a great contest. Hopefully Defender Nation shows out to support this team.
That's Bill Harmson. Thanks for coming out. Congratulations on the win this afternoon, Coach Harmson, and have a safe trip
back. All right. Thank you, Mike.
That's Bill Harmson. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Once again, Dort, a 90-82 winner over the Midland Warriors. Back with the men's contest right after this.
Here's a look at news on KDCR. I'm John Sleggers. U.S. health officials have issued a quarantine order for all 195 American evacuees from China. It is the first time in 50 years that the government has taken such a step. The evacuees will spend 2 weeks at a military base in California. They were flown earlier this week from Wuhan, the Chinese city at the center of the new virus outbreak. Regulators are proposing a nearly $13 million fine against a podcaster. He's accused of hiding the origin of automated phone calls that's used in the slaying of an Iowa college student to promote white nationalist messages. The Federal Communications Commission says Scott Rhodes violated the Truth in Caller ID Act. Rhodes used an auto dialer to make hundreds of recorded calls to Brooklyn, Iowa numbers, citing the killing of Molly Tibbetts. The Mexican man charged in her death is suspected of living in the U.S. illegally. A top Iowa law enforcement official resigned after an unexplained 3.5-month paid leave that coincided with a state human resources investigation. A state lawyer says Assistant Division of Criminal Investigation Director Terry Kalman resigned and left the state's employment on Monday after a 25-year career in public safety. State officials have refused to explain why. And South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is pushing a streamlined permitting process for feedlots, other agriculture projects, and energy development. The governor announced the bill that would establish statewide protocols for the permitting process. She said it would bring consistency and predictability to the permitting process. Opponents complain about the environmental and odor problems. Supporters say they bring financial opportunity to agricultural communities. Forecast tonight, partly cloudy, low 34. That's KDCR News. I'm John Sleggers.
This broadcast of Defender Athletics on KDCR is made possible by American State Bank, proud to support Dort University and Defender Athletics. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hall, a Grinnell Mutual member providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. And by People's Bank. With 9 locations, People's Bank want to help you with all of your financial needs. You can visit their Sioux Center location at 1701 South Main Avenue or call 722-0101. People's Bank, where values matter. Member FDIC.